It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, also streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff. Final shameless plug, follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. We'll let you know who's coming up guest-wise and what we're talking about. We'll still talk a bunch of Illinois-Michigan State as we get through the day. We started it from about 8 to 8:30, then we've jumped into Cabrera, had Dan Dickerson on real quick. Kirtland Crawford will be with us at 10 o'clock from the Detroit Free Press talking more baseball, and then Dan Kilbridge from Spartan Tailgate will be on at 10:30. Yes, Scott?
I don't know if it's the weather, the warm weather out of nowhere here before the snow comes back.
Yeah.
Or just talking with Dan Dickerson. I mean, after we got through the Cabrera talk. But does it feel like spring training to you? I'm excited for baseball right now.
Well, every time football ends, I always immediately start thinking between baseball and college basketball. Because you have that lull in February where March Madness is not picking up yet. But at the same time, you've got no football. So to a certain extent, I know what you're talking about. I've never been a huge fan of spring training. Like, I'll watch a game if it's on or something like that, but I don't know.
Have you ever gone down?
I've never gone down, which is probably one of the reasons why I don't really care about it that much. I think also part of it has to do with being a Yankees fan and just knowing that none of the prospects have a shot at making the lineup. And so I'm always just like, whatever.
Yeah, I was able to go down to Lakeland a couple years ago, saw Phillies, Tigers, and split squad for both, but still saw some of the names you recognize, then you see the numbers like 74, 75. You know the guys who are getting cut.
When you watch Yankees spring training, you're basically looking at guys and going, man, I think we could probably trade that guy for a good pitcher at the end of this season.
I see him as Zach Greinke in 3 years.
Exactly. So, spring training's great. It's good for getting your lineups ready and stuff like that. But to me, I kind of look at it like NFL preseason. It's great that it's on, so I'll watch it just to go, oh, sweet, baseball's on. But at the same time, doesn't really hit me there, here or there. However, I would like to talk, before we get to the junk bin, okay, we'll hit that at 9:30. We'll talk about the Carmelo trade possibilities and things like that. But I want to get to this story about Toomer's Corner, okay, because this I found very interesting and disheartening, despite the fact I'm not an Auburn fan or an Alabama fan. Now, those of you who are not aware of what's going on, now, Toomer's Corner it's an area at Auburn University. Okay, where it's a bunch of oak trees. And basically, after every home football game, the fans, the students mostly, will TP those oak trees to signify a win. They've been around since the 60s. Okay, this is a big tradition at Auburn. Now, an Alabama fan has just gotten in trouble because he has poisoned those oak trees. Now, I'm not a plant guy, so I don't know what this means exactly, but apparently he used a herbicide called Spike 80DF. I don't know how many plant fans there are out there, but apparently, according to the article, that's bad. That means that they're going to slowly die, which means an Alabama fan just destroyed one of the biggest traditions at Auburn. Okay, to me, Scott, that's war. Okay, that is not cool. And what is crazy about this, I think Alabama fans know it's war as well, because you see a lot of stuff on Facebook, Twitter, all those postings and everything, basically saying that they hate the fact that this guy did this to Auburn. This, to me, this is sacred ground. This is stuff you don't mess with, okay? Fist fights will break out from time to time. Trash talking happens. In fact, people spit on each other at games. I don't call it okay, but, you know, you live with it. But you can't mess with traditions like this.
There's one thing if it's a prank that's semi-harmless. This wasn't a prank. This was a malicious act. And the dude, it's not even a college student.
It's a
bunch of frat guys who are like, hey, let's go down to that campus and paint the trees. It's some old dude who hates them. And this is where the South football fans down South are legit crazy.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm going to go kill those trees. I'm so angry. Excuse me, sorry, when I have to cough, I have to turn my mic off.
I'm like, wait, what is going on right now?
No, what was it after, it was the funeral or the anniversary of the death. And so he goes, I'm going to go kill the trees because I hate Auburn so much.
Some people need a life. Now, here's what I hate about it. And, you know, I want you to think in terms of Michigan State, okay? Let's say somebody were to Bart Simpson Sparty, Okay, like they were just to go to Sparty, chop his head off, and go away with it. You were destroying that landmark at Michigan State. You can't replace that, okay? If somebody paints on something, you can at least sort of get the paint off and things like that, okay? You can't replace if somebody chops his head off, which means you've got to bring in a new thing, which means you don't have all those traditions of the first one. I think of that in the same way I see this, okay? These trees are generations of Auburn students who have memories from these trees, have memories from this tradition. And so for an Alabama fan to ruin it for everybody, this is war to me. Okay, if a Michigan fan were to do this to a Michigan State, to Sparty, it'd be war. It'd be on. Okay, and it might go for years. It might go to Michigan State fans, a couple of students going and destroying something at Michigan, and then Michigan coming back and destroying something at State, and it would be fine. Everybody would be good with it. I think Auburn's got to go to war here. I think students have to go to war. And whatever they've got to do against Alabama, Scott, what would you do if something were to happen?
Well, not that we condone war.
No, I do on this. I do on this. Absolutely, I do. Okay, we're not talking war like shooting each other. We're talking war like you mess with something on my campus, I'm going and messing with something at your campus.
And I don't know what Alabama has. I just don't know their campus, what is
sacred to
them.
Could you kill an elephant or something? I don't really know. Maybe you take its tusks? I'm not really sure.
I think that's illegal. I think there's some laws against that.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, if someone were to do it to Sparty, I mean, we'd not only paint the diag down at Michigan, you'd tear it apart.
Yeah, and that's just it, and I totally condone war in this circumstance. I hope Auburn does something to Alabama, and then I hope Alabama does something back to Auburn. I think it's good for college sports. However, to go to this length, that's a little bit below the belt. Coming up next, we got the Junk Bin. We'll talk Carmelo Anthony trade talks. Also, a dude is expected to wrestle a chick, decides he doesn't want to wrestle her. We'll talk about it. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.